This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Tori Laird is joining us. She's an agricultural economist with the Kansas Department of Agriculture. And Tori, coming out of the Ag Growth Summit held last month in Manhattan, was the Agribusiness Commodity Flow Study. Could you tell us a little bit about the study?
The Agribusiness Commodity Flow Study is a project that started based upon previous Ag Growth Summits that wanted to look at what the movement of crops, livestock, and other agricultural products were from within and from the state of Kansas. It's been able to identify some value-added processing, market, and demand points while also assessing the role and utilization of infrastructure essential to commodity movement.
So, Tori, how does this apply to soybeans?
Well, soybeans, from this study, we were able to identify some of those main supply and demand points within the state. For example, in 2020, Kansas was estimated to have used 61.6 million bushels of soybeans, with 96% of those soybeans coming from within Kansas. Within that regional study area, we found that Kansas shipped soybeans to processors in Missouri, Nebraska, and also to export ports in Louisiana, Texas, and the West Coast.
And that is important, knowing that soybean producers want to know what their crop is doing, and this kind of gives you the numbers, and I know a lot of these numbers were based in 2020, but it shows the soybean producers what their crop is doing and or where their crop is going at the same time.
Absolutely, and it also helps us identify where there are gaps in our current supply flows. Maybe there's some opportunities in the market for more value-added processing of soybeans, addition to maybe some great impacts that soybeans can have in the future in the export market.
And that helps planning as to where you might find those supply gaps as to a place or a region that you can target to?
It can come down to region to target. It might also come down to transportation corridors. How's the current transportation system utilized both intra and interstate, both on our rails and roadways and including our waterway systems that we currently use?
Which for the soybean industry as a whole is very important, not only for what we see now, but for in the future as well.
Absolutely.
Tori, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
That is Tori Laird, who is with the Kansas Department of Agriculture. She is an agricultural economist with KDA, as she joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.